This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Director General of Military Operations of the Indian Army, Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai, has said that strikes across 9 terror hubs in Pakistan and POJK under Operation Sindoor killed over 100 terrorists. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday evening, the DGMO said they include high-value targets such as Yusuf Azhar, Abdul Malik Rauf and Mudassir Ahmed that were involved in the hijack of IC-814 and the Pulwama blast. He stated that Operation Sindoor was conceptualized with a clear military aim to punish the perpetrators and planners of terror and to destroy their terror infrastructure.
Places such as Muridke, the hub center of the Lashkar-e-Taiba, has over the years bred infamous characters such as Ajmal Kasab and the likes of David Headley. What followed was a careful scrutiny of each of these sinister locations, their layout, configuration, even the type of construction in each structure and the terrain obtained around these.
Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai said that Pakistan Army has reported to have lost nearly 35 to 40 personnel in artillery and small arms firing on the LOC between 7th and 10th of May. The DGMO said he spoke to his Pakistan counterpart on Saturday afternoon, who proposed cessation of hostilities. He added that this resulted in cessation of cross-border firing and air intrusions by either side. Lieutenant General Ghai also said the DGMO of India and Pakistan have decided to speak at 12 noon today to further consolidate ceasefire.
We also decided to further speak on the 12th of May at 1200 hours to discuss the modalities that would enable the longevity of this understanding.
On being asked about how many Pakistani planes were downed, Director General of Air Operations, Air Marshal A.K. Bharti, said their planes were prevented from entering inside the border and a few planes were definitely downed.
Definitely, we have downed a few planes. Numbers, we would not like to hazard a guess out here. I have the numbers and we are getting into the technical details of it to establish it. So I would not like to put a figure at this time. But definitely, there are losses from their side which we have inflicted.
Director General Naval Operations Vice Admiral A.N. Pramod said that our forces remained forward deployed in the Northern Arabian Sea in a decisive and deterrent posture with full readiness and capacity to strike select targets at sea and on land, including Karachi, at a time of choosing. He added that the Indian Navy remains deployed at sea in a credible deterrent posture to respond decisively to any inimical action by Pakistan.
The forward deployment of the Indian Navy compelled Pakistani naval and air units to be in a defensive posture, mostly inside harbors or very close to the coast, which we monitored continuously. The Indian Navy maintained seamless maritime domain awareness throughout the duration and was entirely aware of the location and movement of Pakistani units.
We spoke to defense analyst Lieutenant General Rajiv Chopra over the issue.
As we celebrate the success in Op Sindoor, I wish to inform all citizens of India that Op Sindoor continues and only there is a stoppage of fire and there is no military actions being carried out by armed forces on land, air and sea. All other measures to include economic and diplomatic continue to remain in place. Indus Water Treaty continues to be held in abeyance. Today, DGMO level talks of India and Pakistan will be held at 1200 hours. The outcome will decide in how the next few days are going to be. Enemy and the anti-national elements continue to spread misinformation. As alert citizens, we should not become targets of any enemy's nefarious designs. I request the citizens of India to refrain from spreading any rumors and forwarding any unauthenticated social media posts. Only rely on government media reports and the government press briefings. Follow civil defense protocols as announced periodically by the local authorities, especially in the border districts, and report any unusual activity, whether it be in air and ground.
Meanwhile, the Indian Army has said that the night remained largely peaceful across Jammu and Kashmir and other areas along the international border. The army said that no incidents have been reported, marking the first calm night in recent days. In a significant breakthrough, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested Kashmir Singh Galwadi, a key Khalistani operative and one of the escapees from the high-profile 2016 Nabha jail break. The arrest was made in Motihari, Bihar, in a joint operation with the local police. Kashmir Singh, a resident of Ludhiana in Punjab, had been on the run since the jailbreak and was closely linked with foreign-based Babbar Khalsa international terrorist Harvinder Singh Sandhu alias Rinda. Budh Purnima is being celebrated today. It not only marks the day when Gautam Budh was born, but also the day when he attained Nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree at Bodh Gaya in Bihar. This day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world and is a major festival in countries like India, Nepal, Bhutan, Myanmar, Thailand, Tibet, Korea, Laos, Vietnam, Mongolia, Cambodia, Singapore, Indonesia and Sri Lanka. Our correspondent reports that special prayer is being held at the Mahabodhi temple premises in Bodh Gaya.
On the occasion of Buddha Jayanti, devotees from several countries including Thailand, Vietnam and Myanmar have reached Bodh Gaya, the land of enlightenment of Lord Buddha, to offer prayers. A special prayer being organized at Mahabodhi Temple. A special Dham Yatra led by Buddhist monks has started from the 80-foot statue of Lord Buddha, which is passing through various parts of Bodh Gaya. It will culminate at the Mahabodhi Temple. On this occasion, special prayers are being offered under the holy Mahabodhi tree. A large number of devotees are attending the special prayers. Buddhist monks and devotees are reciting the Panchsheel Sutta on this occasion. The entire atmosphere is resonating with the chanting of Buddham Sharanam Gacchami. With Dharmendra Kumar Rai, this is Deepmala Kaushik, Akashwani News.
Sri Lanka is today observing Vaisak Poya, the most sacred day in the Buddhist calendar, while observing the state Vaisak festival in Nuwara Eliya. Our correspondent has the details.
Thousands of devotees have gathered in the hill town of Nuwara Eliya in Sri Lanka to join in the Vaisak festival celebrations today. Temples, streets and homes have been adorned with colourful lanterns and pandals depicting scenes from Buddha's life. Sri Lanka's President Anura Kumaradesanayake had inaugurated the week-long festival on Saturday, marking the Buddhist year 2569. The government has declared the period from May 10th to 16th as the state Vaisak week. Further, over 8,500 temporary stalls or dansals have been registered across the island, offering free meals and refreshments to the devotees. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Nuwara Eliya.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted fellow citizens and the followers of Lord Buddha all over the world on the occasion. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Lord Buddha's messages based on the principles of truth, equality and harmony have been a guide for humanity. Mr. Modi added that Lord Buddha's life dedicated to sacrifice and penance will always inspire the world towards compassion and peace. Indian stock markets witnessed a sharp rally today as investor sentiment turned positive following easing of tensions between India and Pakistan. Stock markets rebounded in early trade this morning. The BSE Sensex jumped 1,794 points to 81,248, while Nifty surged 553 points to 24,561. In Chhattisgarh, 13 people died in a road accident near the state capital Raipur last night. The dead include 9 women and 4 children. More than 13 people have been injured. About 40 people were travelling in a vehicle after attending a family program when the vehicle hit a truck near Kharora. The injured are being treated. The United States announced a trade deal with China in Geneva, Switzerland last night. In a statement released by the White House, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the talks with China were very productive and the details of the deal will be shared today. He also thanked the Swiss government for hosting the talks. Moving on to the world of sports, at the Archery World Cup Stage 2, India finished its campaign with 7 medals, including 2 gold, 1 silver and 4 bronze. A report.
India's medal tally at the Shanghai Archery World Cup saw a major boost after Parth Sushant Salunke clinched bronze medal in men's individual recurve, while Deepika Kumari also won bronze in women's individual recurve event.
And that is the end of this news bulletin.
India's medal tally at the Shanghai